TrinityWellness4Radio.com.
Building champions through fitness, finances, and faith. At Trinity Wellness, we believe that through practical application of God's Word, your health and your wealth will be transformed. Trinity Wellness offers top-notch training in exercise, nutrition, and supplementation, and provides the tools to help stabilize and improve your bank account. Let Trinity Wellness be your transformation destination to a new outlook on fitness, finances, and your faith. Find us on Facebook or give us a call at 509-217-8016.
Are you thinking of selling your home? Hi, I'm Deborah Osborne with Coldwell Banker Beachside. Before you do anything else, call 1-800-710-0260, extension 15, where you will hear a detailed recording on how I can sell your home faster and for more money than any other agent. Again, that toll-free number is 1-800-710-0260, extension 15. Call now, and let's get you packing.
Abraham, David, John the Baptist, and Jesus were all seeking a wilderness experience when they would flee to the desert. Join Higher Ascent for a one-day or multi-day wilderness experience where we seek God in the stillness. Visit us at higherascent.com.
Grace Rio Silver was founded in 1997. Our goal today remains the same as it was back then, to provide you, our customer, with a quality buckle. Call today and visit with one of our family design experts about your next trophy buckle. From 1 to 100, each is individually made by hand, one at a time. Remember, at Trace Rios, our only limit is your imagination. Trace Rio Silver, Llano, Texas. 800-550-7535. Or you can find us on the web at TraceRioSilver.com. Proud to be a part of She's Gone Country with Becky.
She's Gone Country with Becky is proud to have as our charity team Western Wishes, making the dreams of seriously ill children and young adults who love the Western way of life to come true. Western Wishes, leaving the legacy of goodwill the cowboy way. Find out more at WesternWishes.org.
This is For Radio, a media platform used to elevate voices and empower dreams. And
all right, rodeo fans, it's time for She's Gone Country with Becky. Introducing your hosts, Becky Christensen and Vicki Christensen O'Shields.
Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is your host, Becky Christensen, and I just want to say thank you so much for tuning in tonight. We're going to have a really great hour tonight. We've got this great guest tonight, and I'm really excited about that. And before we get going, though, I just want to bring on my co-host and my guest co-host. First, I want to introduce my lovely aunt calling in and joining us from South Texas, and that's Vicki Christensen O'Shields. Vicki, are you there?
I am, Becky, and I am so excited because this show tonight is going to be something special. I just feel it.
Well, and, you know, I'm really excited that we all get to be here because I think it's just an addition and a continuation of the last couple weeks of live broadcasts and shows that we've been doing. It's just a culminating. I think it's a great way to just spend the hour with this lovely lady. So before we bring her on, I also want to bring on my guest co-host and from calling from North Texas is CEO of Western Wishes, Ms. Donalyn Quintana. Donalyn, are you there?
Yes. Good evening, girls. Hey, this is going to be an easy one tonight on the heels of a great event, so it's going to be a really fun conversation, and we all share the same beliefs and everything, so I think we'll get it. I think it's going to be a very special show tonight.
Well, we are going to have a fun hour, that is no doubt, and before we get going, if you're calling in, you've called in through our phone line at 347-857-3760, and you can press 1 at any time if you have any questions for our guests and you want to join the show, so please feel free at any time to do that, and my producer, Maria DiGiovanni, will bring you on and let us know that you're in the host seat so you can come on and visit with us and our special guests. Also, I just want to really quickly just, again, say thank you so much to our show sponsors, of course, Trinity Wellness, Trace Rios Trophy and Silver, Living Rural Productions, Les Schwab Tires, and To Be Accountable. We thank you so much for all that you've done. Our station sponsors, of course, Higher Ascent, the Ambassador Program, B&B Builders and Remodeling, and Deborah Osborne Coldwell, Banker Beachside. We really appreciate your support each and every week, and we ask blessing and pray for blessing upon your guys' business, because without you, we wouldn't be here. So God bless all of you. You can also stream our show each week, and that's just simply just going to blogtalkradio.com/4radio. So if you are at any tablet or laptop or, you know, old style computer that's still out there and about. I know I'm sitting at one tonight. You can stream the show from any of those devices, and that's just simply click on our little link and picture icon, and it'll bring that tab up, and you can stream live from there. So sit back, grab a cup of coffee or some, well, most of us are having hot weather, so maybe some hot, you know, iced tea, and kick your shoes up and off and feet up, and we're going to bring on our special guest. Now, before we bring her on, let's just let you know, her story is an amazing story, and we're having some girl power tonight because we've had some great guests in the past. Vicki and Donna Lynn were up in Decatur last week, got some great interviews with some great cowboys, and we just happened to be speaking tonight with Miss Leanne Hart, and some of you may know her, some of you may not know her, but she is an amazing, amazing woman of God. And she is also, you know, she sings, she's a mother, she is just an amazing witness for Christ. And she happens to be married to the current co-champion of PBR's Unfinished Business that just happened last week in Decatur, and that's J.W. Hart. So, Leanne, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to be able to tune in tonight.
Well, and, you know, you have had a really busy few weeks. I know you've been traveling, and I know that with everything that happened in the event up in Decatur, gosh, you know, intense, very, very intense. So would you share with our audience, as we start the hour out, just a little bit of background about yourself, and because we have listeners that call in from all over the U.S., Canada, Mexico, Greece, and some of the listeners know who you are, but some of them don't. So I would ask our guests to just tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I always tell everyone I live in Oklahoma now, but I'm actually a transplant to this state because I was born and raised in South Louisiana on a dairy farm. And I grew up in church, you know, I definitely grew up in church, and I gave my heart to the Lord when I was 8 years old. I didn't have the relationship thing down pat, so I lived my life pretty freely until I got older, and of course, JW and I definitely walk with the Lord now, but we have that roughness that we can go back to, and we refer to ourselves as that's that person, that's that outlaw way that we had. We had the outlawing going on. We were pretty wild in our past, but you know, as far as that goes, I definitely have a ranching background. I've always been raised on a ranch. I've got rodeo thick in my blood, and so I think JW and I, when we started dating, that was one of the things that we had in common. And I can remember him saying that he had a few girls that he had dated in the past, and he just wasn't quite sure if they really could even ride a horse. And so I'll never forget that one of the first times I came and visited him in Oklahoma, he threw me on the back of his sister's horse. I was bareback, and he had to watch me run the barrel pattern just to make sure that I was actually telling him the truth, you know, that I was really who I said I was. And so he tested me a little bit, too, in the very beginning of wanting to know if that was really the background that I came from. But, yeah, definitely a country girl at heart. Always wanted to be a cowgirl and definitely living the dream here in Oklahoma now.
Well, you know, Leanne, this is Vicki, and of course, Donna Lynn and I, you know, we had the honor of, you know, being able to, you know, be there in person at Decatur, and I just have to tell you, Leanne, your faith was evident that evening when JW made his ride and was injured. Your faith was evident in the expression on your face, and I know you were fighting back tears, but Donna Lynn and I and Keely, you know, we were sitting there in the audience, and of course our hearts stopped along with yours. But JW is doing fine now, is he not?
He's doing so good, and I know that he wouldn't be doing as good as he is now if he had not been preparing himself, you know. And he was working out, he was conditioning, he was getting healthy on the inside, and so therefore, when he did get hurt, he bounced back a lot faster than a 40-year-old who had not been preparing for that moment. You know, he woke up the next morning. He said, "Okay, everybody, we got to get up. We got a sale to get to in Ardmore." And I was like, "Oh man!" I was like, "Beat!" You know, we didn't even get back to the room from the hospital until 3 o'clock that morning. And here he's rising. He's getting up with the chickens. And I was like, "Come on!" You know, but I thought, "Golly, I'm." I need to get back in shape at this point because we had been working out together and doing that uh-huh. together. But then towards the end of that last, well, I say the end of the last month, the kickoff of the last month before, prior to the bull ride, and I said, well, I'm gonna hang out and wait till the bull ride was over with because that he really had some pounds that he was wanting to shed, and there were several things, several goals he was trying to reach before then, and it was just a little bit more intense with him and just Asa, the guy, his trainer, for them to just have that partnership instead of having a third wheel at the moment. And I said, well, I'll start back up whenever this gets over with. And as a matter of fact, I was supposed to start back today, and that got canceled, so I'm supposed to start back tomorrow. And I was like, oh, I'm so glad for that one more day. One more day.
Well, I have to tell you, Leanne, again, just everything that went on in Decatur and just seeing you and JW together as a couple and as a family, really an inspiration. And I mean to tell you, all of those retired past champions really made an impression on everyone. And I'm certainly, you know, I wish everyone could have seen it. I know it was pay-per-view. But I know we have a lot to talk about with you because this show is yours, Leanne, and we just appreciate you so much being here with us.
I'm just so thankful to be here. Very honored.
Well, and Leanne, this is Becky, and you know we got a chance to visit for a few minutes yesterday, and you know mm-hmm. just get to know each other a little bit more. And I was really just fascinated by your history and your background. And I found an article that someone had written about you, and I don't know how long ago it was, but it was a pretty intensive article, and it's just mm-hmm. amazing, you know, the history and the story that you come from. And what's great is, you know, She's Gone Country with Becky is all about stories. And so we're the stories behind the stories, because we just feel that we have so much to offer our rodeo community and our Western heritage. And no matter what walk of life we come from, there's always something that we can share with others. So I really am excited to, as we go into, share a little bit more about where you've come from and the walk that you've had and, mm-hmm. you know, the walk that you're doing right now. First, before, you know, I know we have about 3 or 4 minutes before break, but I know that you've taken prayer requests every day on, you have mm-hmm. a couple different Facebook pages. Can you share with the audience first, right off the get-go, where they can find you on Facebook?
We actually have 2 Facebooks, and I've lacked to start one for the ministry because I have so many people that I maxed out on my Leanne Hart page as far as that goes. And so we created a Hart Cattle Company page, a JW Hart Cattle Company Facebook page, because, of course, you could reach more people. And I post on both of those pages. I didn't want to get rid of my personal page just because it was already established. And so I made it public. So we're pretty public people, you know, and everything that we do, we don't mind sharing, you know, at all. That's just who we are. That's just part of that rawness of who we are. And so I have both of those pages that they can follow us on. JW has his own Twitter page. I don't even know the details of Twitter. You would have me telling a huge fib right now if I were to tell you how to do the Twitter thing because I still don't quite understand all of that. But I'm pretty okay with Facebook. I can copy and paste, so I feel very confident about that. And so, you know, I do prayer requests Mondays, every Monday. I have for the past couple of years. It was inspired by a friend of mine that had passed away from cancer. And I just felt led to start that. And it just kind of kicked off. And we do a prayers, praises, and updates on every Monday. And it's something that I really enjoy. And a lot of times when I come home from the weekend, that Monday is my Saturday. So that's where what I call rest, is when I'm able to rest and just kind of get quiet with the Lord. And when people post those prayer requests on Monday, I may just like it. But in that moment, you know, I'm always taking it to the Lord throughout the day. I'm always in constant communication with Him about those prayers that pop up. And, you know, when they're out there, He's already heard them. And I think it's so important for other people to know that someone else out there is praying for me. You know, because sometimes we can begin mm-hmm. to feel so very insignificant. And so I think that I've been blessed. I know that I've had people pray for me, and I know where that's gotten me in my walk with the Lord, to know that God sends you those people to encourage you. And I think that's one thing. That, and there's several people that every Monday, there's several likes. You know, they're liking it, but they're liking the prayers as well, those individual prayers. So now it's not just Leanne that's praying. It's other people who are looking forward to that on that Monday and also taking that to the feet of Jesus.
Yeah. And it's positive. It's healthy. It's good. So, and mm-hmm. we need more of that out there in the social media realm with all the garbage that's out there. So it's great to have that type of inspiration available to everyone on the World Wide Web. So we're going to take a quick commercial break. So stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to continue with our special guest, Leanne Hart. And we're also going to check in with Donna Lynn with Western Wishes on our Western Wishes moment. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
ForRadio.com.
Building champions through fitness, finances, and faith. At Trinity Wellness, we believe that through practical application of God's Word, your health and your wealth will be transformed. Trinity Wellness offers top-notch training in exercise, nutrition, and supplementation, and provides the tools to help stabilize and improve your bank account. Let Trinity Wellness be your transformation destination to a new outlook on fitness, finances, and your faith. Find us on Facebook or give us a call at 509-217-8016.
Abraham, David, John the Baptist, and Jesus were all seeking a wilderness experience when they would flee to the desert. Join Higher Ascent for a one-day or multi-day wilderness experience where we seek God in the stillness. Visit us at higherascent.com.
Since 1997, Tres Rios Silver has been providing custom handmade trophy buckles at an affordable price. Family owned, your business is important to us. We are big enough to meet your needs, but small enough to provide that personal touch. Give us a call today at 800-550-7535 and speak with someone on our design staff. Or go online to www.tresriosilver.com. Let us help you design your next trophy buckle. That's Tres Rios Silver, Llano, Texas. She's Gone Country with Becky is proud to have as our charity team Western Wishes, making the dreams of seriously ill children and young adults who love the Western way of life to come true. Western Wishes, leaving the legacy of goodwill the cowboy way. Find out more at westernwishes.org.
ForRadio.com.
Welcome back to She's Gone Country with Becky. This is your host, Becky Christensen, and I am joined tonight with my lovely co-host and guest co-host, Vicki Christensen O'Shields and Donalyn Quintana. Donalyn is CEO and owner-operator of Western Wishes, and Western Wishes is our charity team. And so I just wanted to let our listeners know to stay tuned because, Donalyn, I want you to be thinking for a little, just a few minutes about what's been going on in the past. And at the end of the hour, before we close out with our Cowgirl Logic, I want to bring you on. And if you would, please just give us an update about what's happening with Western Wishes and all that you've got going on. Does that sound good?
Did you say right now?
I'm gonna have you hold still till just at the end, and we'll bring you on before we close out the show and for just a couple minutes.
Remember, so we have an update. Remember, I'm the elderly one that's the four of us. Remember that.
But the best cheerleader a girl could have.
I know. I'm the resident, Leanne, this is Donalyn. I am known as the resident cheerleader for because everyone that's on the show, I encourage them to write a book. So just let you know that.
Well, I already have the title to the book, so I can promise you there will be a book in the future. And so I'm already working on that. I actually have been to a few conferences this year, and the name of it, and I'm like, I know that's going to be the title of the book. So I'm working on it.
Well,
awesome.
Well, this is Becky, and this is what I love about Leanne, and I want our listeners, if you're just tuning in, we are visiting with Mrs. Leanne Hart. She is J.W. Hart's wife, but not only is she, Mr. J.W. Hart's wife, she is mother, she is just God, you know, Jesus Christ, Phil, she's a beautiful woman. I saw some of her videos on Facebook, and I just said I have to have her on the show. I just have to have her on the show because she just exemplifies everything that we are doing here at She's Gone Country, and I'm just honored to have her on the phone. So with that, Leanne, will you share a little bit, because we were talking and you said how you were you grew up and you just always sang. You're a singer, and that was new to me until I saw your YouTube videos or your Facebook videos, and then I of course pay-per-view when you sang the national anthem, which was beautifully done. I give you accolades for that. I was very, very impressed.
Thank you. Thank you.
But you said that you knew you were a singer, but what you were someone told you a while back that you would be speaking and you would have never believed them. So share with our listeners a little bit about that background and how that all came about.
Well, I definitely did grow up in the church, singing in the church. I believe that when I was 3 years old, if I can retell the story the way that it exactly happened, it's just real fast and simple, a little bit fast and furious. I cried through the entire Jesus Loves Me when I was three on stage at the church. And so, you know, it did kick off pretty early. I think I sang Precious Blood, which is a very old hymn, every Sunday for years at Old Zion Hill Baptist there in Albany, Louisiana. And so I know that I always wanted to sing, and I didn't want to go out doing it the wrong way. I didn't really know how I wanted to do it. But my aunt knew some, had a few connections in Nashville where she lived. They encouraged me to go audition at Dollywood there in Sevierville, Pigeon Forge area. And I was 18 years old. I actually drove up there with a bunch of bull riders because they were my friends, you know, and met my aunt, and she stayed with me. And there was actual PBR in Knoxville, Tennessee at the time. There isn't one anymore, but there was. And so throughout the weekend as I'm auditioning, they're riding bulls, and I don't even get to go to the bull riding because I'm caught up with these auditions. And I hitched a ride on the way back home, or they hitched a ride with me, so I didn't have to go 13 hours all the way home. I ended up getting the audition. I worked at Dollywood for a couple of years, and I also worked in a classic country theater there for a few years. I was 6 hours, you know, I was working 6 days a week, 14 hours a day singing, and I loved it. I loved it with all my heart. And then when I started to date JW, and I moved out to Oklahoma, and I just wasn't really singing anymore. And then the PBR asked me to sing the national anthem, and it kind of became a joke after a few years because JW was still riding. We were traveling, you know, for the first 18 weeks out of every year, and I was like the official quote unquote national anthem singer for the PBR. And I love that song is such a precious song to me. I think that some people could probably say that their ABCs front and back. I could probably do the same thing because of how many times I've sang that song. But it really, there's never been a moment where it meant less, you know, than the time before. It's always been such an honor to represent our country. And so I did that, and I went the writing route. I've written, Joey and Rory actually recorded a song of mine called Where Jesus Is. I got to write with a couple of guys, and that's the only song that ever went anywhere, and I thought, wow, what greater song than one about Jesus, you know, that got put out there. But, you know, I just wasn't really blessing anyone as far as that goes on the country music scene. And granted, I love to sing with all of my heart, and I get asked a million times all the time, are you singing, are you singing, are you singing? Absolutely, I sing. I lead church at H2O Ardmore every Sunday when I'm home. Three times a Sunday, we have three services, you know, and they just kind of look at me like, oh, but God is my number one top priority, and there is no greater stage than to sing on for Him. And the Lord has really blessed me with what you just said about speaking more than I do sing. My aunt is the one who actually said that years ago. She said, Leanne, one day God's going to blow your socks off. He's going to just blow your mind because you're going to be speaking more than you're going to be singing. And I was like, okay, whatever. You know, it just did not register that would ever happen. And lo and behold, you know, people started wanting to know more about my testimony and where we came from, and even about our children as we've adopted and that process. And then it got deeper, you know. And yeah, I feel like I was in children's ministry for a while. I had a bunch of kids come over, and then I graduated to teenagers, and then he put me with women, you know. And sometimes when I'm speaking to a crowd that's way older than me, I feel completely, oh gosh, I just feel very humble in that moment. Like I need to be sitting out the crowd, listening to them, feeding to me their wisdom, because I don't even feel worthy enough to be speaking in front of these older women. But I'm so honored because I know that I'm just simply just a vessel. So however the Lord wants to use me, He knows I'm completely empty me of this world. I just want to be used to glorify Him in all that I can do. And so that's where I'm at now. I sing, yes, but I speak a lot more. So never thought that would be possible. But, you know, never say never. And my aunt actually, it just cracks me up to this day that she said that, and to know that the Lord truly did give that to her and to watch it unfold the way that it has.
Well, oh, wow. Like, well, Leanne, quite the role model for an aunt.
Yes. So familiar. Like, I know how that relates or something. Vicki,
I know,
I just
right?
don't know.
Oh, Vicki.
You have that infection too.
Leanne, please share with our listeners, because this is just so special. You know, we were visiting before we came on air here just a few minutes ago, and you have a whole house full of company, and you know, and you stepped inside the other room to tell us, let our listeners know what's going on in your home tonight.
Well, I'm actually shut up in my bedroom and pacing back and forth, just walking around from my bathroom to the bedroom, because we have, you know, 20 people in the room next door, because I didn't cancel life group tonight. I didn't want to cancel life group, and JW's not here, so the host is Jesus in the other room, and so they're still having life group in there, and I just handed them the book. I said, you guys know what to do. I've got to go in here and do this radio interview, and I heard them picking on me when I was starting this a minute ago, and they were like, yeah, she's somebody, oh, you know, kind of laughing, but they wanted me to do the interview in there with them. I was like, no, I'm totally going to not do that in there with you. No, you beat red trying to answer your questions.
Oh, wow.
You know,
Leanne, I know we just have a few minutes before break, but I know Vicki and Donnellan have questions, but something for you to think about that really is on my heart tonight, and that was the way you grew up. And growing up in the country, you know, those of us who have been blessed to do so, we learn a lot of life lessons early. So later on in the program, when you think about it, let's go back to that, Leanne, and I want to know what you believe to be the most important life lesson you were shown when you were younger growing up. So anyway, Vicki, take it away.
Oh, I was just kind of getting a chuckle when she said that they were all, you know, 20 of them were in the next room, and if any of them, you know, knew that she was on the show tonight or had Facebook or friends of yours on Facebook, maybe some of them, without even realizing it, are sitting on their phones and they're listening, and they could dial in and maybe press one and visit with us if they're listening. I don't know.
Oh, okay.
You might open the door. They might all have their ears up to the door, and they might all fall through the door.
Well, they're probably, like, sitting around their phone, like in there right now, just laughing at me, knowing that we're not going to have a Bible study. We're just going to listen to Leanne. And that's what they threatened to do. Why don't we just have this? We can just listen to Leanne. I'm like, no, you're intimidating me. Stop.
Well, you know, and it's, you know, before we go to break, I think what's something that's really special about this, and a lot of people probably don't, a lot of life group leaders really don't understand the impact that they have, even in that small group of, you know, intimate setting of 520. I know that's something that Joyce Meyer really talks about. She talks about how she knew that she was supposed to do something big for God, but he had her in life group for over 5 years in her living room with maybe 2 to 3 people. But in that moment, and the impact that she had on even those people and where God's taken her today, it just shows you just never know where God's going to direct you and where he's going to be and who he's going to use you to bless.
No, that's so true. And when our pastor approached us about having a life group, it's been 3 years ago, and we've had a Monday night life group. Some life groups take off throughout the year during the summer and different things because it gets busy, and we understand that. But we just look forward to it. We look forward to the fellowship. We love to cook. I always tell everybody, if the message is not good, the food is always good. I am from South Louisiana, and I can cook, you know. So, you know, I always bribe people, anything short of sin, to get them to come and listen to Jesus. And so, you know, we just enjoy that so much. We have enjoyed it, and JW and I have grown so much, and we look forward to it. The kids even look forward to it because we have a little girl that comes, and I say a little girl, she's a teenager, but it watches the kids, takes them outside, they learn a little lesson, and different things like that. So it's like a full circle. And just like this morning, they were like, Mama, what day is it? And I'm like, it's Monday. Yes, it's life group night, you know. And so it's just the fellowship that we have, and they just look forward to it, and so do we. And ours is not, we say we have a small group because we do. Right now we have like 20 people. But usually when the school year builds up, there's 35 to 40 people here on a Monday night. And there's, you know, we're sitting on the floor to find a room to sit down. But it's just a fellowship of people getting together, doing life with Christ. And it's something that is a little contagious, you know. And so people start to catch that infection. They just want to go be around people who are doing life.
Isn't that amazing? The arms and feet of Jesus is just what we're supposed to be. So, Leanne, with that, we're going to take a quick commercial break. So, listeners, please stay tuned. And remember, when we come back, you can press 1 to come into the host seat if you have any questions for Leanne or just want to join us on the show. So stay tuned. We'll be right back with Leanne Hart.
ForRadio.com.
Are you thinking of selling your home? Hi, I'm Deborah Osborne with Coldwell Banker Beachside. Before you do anything else, call 1-800-710-0260, extension 15, where you will hear a detailed recording on how I can sell your home faster and for more money than any other agent. Again, that toll-free number is 1-800-710-0260, extension 15. Call now and let's get you packing.
Trust Rio Silver was founded in 1997. Our goal today remains the same as it was back then, to provide you, our customer, with a quality buckle. Call today and visit with one of our family design experts about your next trophy buckle. From 1 to 100, each is individually made by hand, one at a time. Remember, at Trust Rio's, our only limit is your imagination. That's Trust Rio Silver, Llano, Texas. 800-550-7535 or find us on the web, TrustRioSilver.com. Proud to be part of She's Gone Country with Becky. She's Gone Country with Becky is proud to have as our charity team Western Wishes, making the dreams of seriously ill children and young adults who love the Western way of life to come true. Western Wishes, leaving the legacy of goodwill the cowboy way. Find out more at westernwishes.org.
ForRadio.com.
Welcome back to She's Gone Country with Becky. This is your host, Becky Christensen, and I'm joined tonight with my co-host, Vicki Christensen O'Shield, my guest co-host, Donna Lynn Santana, and we are spending the hour visiting with a beautiful, beautiful lady of the Western world. She is married to PBR retired book, the Iron Man. Is that right? Or is it the Iron Cowboy? I always get this mixed up. The Iron Cowboy. J.W. Hart, and I know that Donna Lynn, you quizzed him on that, or you asked him about that at the event last week, but we are visiting with Leanne Hart, and she is just sharing her love of the Lord, and we're just having some girl time tonight. So, men, if you're tuning in, this is good for you to listen to, too, because you want a little insight on how us women think and what we talk about. Now you know. Here we are. So, Leanne, thank you so much for joining us.
I'm so excited. I have to add something though that you said a minute ago about the Iron Man. I watched you. I went back to the archives to watch that interview with JW from the Decatur event, and I wish he would have said something because he probably was so busy and just boggled. But it really was. He is 6 years old, and he loves Avengers. He loves superheroes, and so he doesn't have any clue who J.W. Hart is to the people that are just, like, inspired by him. He's just dad. And so I told him not long ago, I said, you got to know that your dad's nickname when he was riding bulls was Iron Man. He goes, he looked at me kind of funny. He said, my dad's a superhero? Like, didn't get the, you know, he thought, oh, what? You know? And I thought, I wish that J.W. would have told that. I called him that night, and I said, your son seriously thinks you're a superhero. So.
And isn't that the way it should be? Every little boy and girl should think they're dead. Yeah. It's unfortunate that there's some that, you know, just don't get to experience that relationship. But
yes.
You can look on your Facebook page and see those pictures of him up on the street with J.W., and it's very evident that is the superhero.
Yes, pretty awesome.
Go ahead, Beck. No, you go right ahead. I'm not going to let Leanne off the hook about growing up, because I just, you know, I've read so many neat stories about how she grew up. So I just, Leanne, keep thinking about that story because I know it's going to inspire a lot of us.
Well, the one thing that really stuck out to me, there were two things. But the one thing that really stuck out is, I grew up in a home that my parents ended up getting divorced after 23 years. And so I guess you could call it by America's standards, I grew up in a broken home. Although my dad would always say, no matter the circumstance, always, you know, God never changes. One of the things that really sticks out is Daddy used to write me letters. I would get letters periodically. And I still have those letters to this day. And every now and then I'll break those letters back out and I'll read just to kind of remind myself of, you know, how God doesn't ever change. But there's three particular letters that stick out. I was 16, I was 19, and I was 21. And Dad would say, no matter the circumstance, God never changes. And he would always end his letters with saying, have you talked to God today? Don't forget to talk to God. He's always reminding me how important it was to have that personal relationship with the Lord, and that that was the strength that I was to draw from. That was the confidence that I was to draw from. Even though, you know, that brokenness that comes along in life, if every single person were to look back at their life, the one thing that never changes is the Lord. And it says that in Malachi, and it says that throughout the Bible. We know that he is a God who does not change. I think sometimes we take advantage of those situations when we're kids because we really don't realize how blessed we are to have a God in heaven who does love us that much. But at the time, I didn't even realize how special of a dad I had at the time that would tell me, listen, I know that it's bad right now, but, honey, God never changes, and you don't forget to talk to God. I know you waited up all night for me to get home, but don't forget to talk to God. And, you know, another thing that really stuck out is that I always wanted to, my dad always said, he always made it very clear, if you're not doing 110%, don't ask me for help, money-wise. And I remember being a kid, and I was high school rodeo, and of course we milked cows. So we milked at 2:30 in the morning, and we milked at 2:30 in the afternoon. And, you know, I was the permanent hired hand, and being there all the time and everything. And so my dad, I wanted to get paid. I mean, we had milk hands that would come through there. I just was like, hey, is there any way? And it took me like 2 weeks before I would even have the courage to ask Daddy if I could make some money. And I'll never forget. He said, yeah, you sure can. Because I was like, you know, because I was just curious. And he just answered it flat out, yeah. And after a few weeks went by, I really drew on the fact that, I didn't have any money. And we were coming home from a high school rodeo, and I was a little nervous about asking Daddy about that check, you know, and I asked him, I said, hey, Dad, I'm just curious, you know, remember a few weeks ago when I asked you if I could maybe, you know, get paid, and he said, oh, yeah. I said, you remember, good. Well, I was just wondering if maybe when that was going to happen, and he said, oh, honey, you paid for the diesel on the way to this rodeo. You paid for your entry fee tonight. He said, oh, and you paid for breakfast a minute ago at Shoney's. He said, heck, you got us home. And I just remember sitting over there, and I looked out the window, and I just smiled to myself because it shouldn't have surprised me. But, you know, Daddy was always making us understand that what you're doing is paying for where you're getting to go. And I think that that truly matters when it comes to, you know, in the Lord and being consistent in what we do in the Lord. And sometimes we look for materialistic things instead of what we're already being given.
Wow, what a lasting legacy, you know, your dad first of all left Leanne with the letters that you can still pull them out and read them again and again and again. And then this special memory, and I just have to get so tickled and chuckle at it because, you know, you bought the diesel, Leanne. I mean, you've got everybody down the road. I love it.
Yeah, I mean, goodness gracious, what are you griping about? What are you waiting on? You've already taken care of it. I'm like, oh, yeah. Okay, duh, I
didn't
know that.
Well, and this is Becky. I was reading this article that was written about you, and you were talking about, you know, just your journey. And I think what's special about your journey is it's so relatable. I think so many of us, myself included, and so many of the teenagers that are, you know, enduring so many just trials, I guess is the word that I'm looking for, in life right now, because things have just changed so much, families broken down so much, and, you know, it just is a constant battle. And there's a, you know, it's just one of those things, because anymore it's over a 50%, 60% ratio that any teenager you talk to. And your journey really can testify to how no matter what happened, and I think when it all comes back to it, it has a lot to do with praying parents, but you always had some type of, and you didn't even realize it, a spirit or somebody protecting and guiding and directing you and leading, no matter how much path you were on, whether you tiptoed over to the left, tiptoed over to the right, or you just went straight to the left and hung out over there for, you know, a few years, you always guided back. And I think it's a testament to kids and young adults today that are really trying to find their way and understand how much grace and mercy and love is waiting for them in a relationship with the Lord.
And it's just like what your daddy said, don't forget to talk to them. Tell us a little bit about how because you talked about how, I the way I look at it is it was almost like you had an angel intervene at one point in your young walk.
Well, I think that there, if I were just to say that and limit it to one time, I think that I've had lots of angels that have intervened in my life, and whether it be with someone who was close to me or somebody that wasn't close to me. But I think one of the things that sticks out to me is that I don't really think we understand how many times we actually shortchange our relationship with the Lord. We think that when bad things happen, we don't look at the encouraging part of that. Dolan said she's an encourager, and I feel like that's a huge gift, and I feel like that's what I often do in situations where I try to find moments to, even in the middle of something bad, to encourage someone, because someone took a minute to encourage me. And, you know, I look at those situations in my life, and I've looked at all the stuff, and even to the point when we went through our adoption process, and those little things like that, and how hard it was, and how difficult it was, how expensive it was. But then it happened, and through faith, you know, God has provided for us, and He's always taken care of us. And we've gone through those things that weren't exactly fun. I mean, I would say, oh, I don't want to go through it again. But you know what? I know that I'd be okay even if I had to go through it again, because I've got God with me. He's already shown me that it can truly be okay. And so I think that when we shortchange ourselves, I think that we just – it's the matter of thinking that we can just go to church once a week and for an hour a day, and then we don't take it and we don't apply it. Just like I went to the Kansas Rodeo Association, the high school finals this weekend, and that Saturday night I was sitting there in the short round, and I didn't know anyone except for Paula, who had had me there, and I'm just sitting there in awe just watching these kids. Everybody's inspiring, just working together. It's like I was sitting there watching, and I know that some of them probably hated the point that their parents would make them practice throughout the week, probably for an hour or more a day, to get that potential out of them. And I believe that a lot of times, that's even JW, he's that guy for me. Sometimes when I don't think I can do anything else, he pushes me to the limit to do it even more, because if we don't practice, then we will never get to see the potential in anything in life. And that's just like what JW did with the bull riding in Decatur. If he wouldn't have been practicing, if he wouldn't have been, you know, getting in shape and getting seasoned for that event, then he wouldn't have gotten to see the potential of what he could do at 40 years old. And so I think with our Christian walk, in the same way, that if we don't practice staying in the Word of God and staying connected to Him and His Word throughout the day, I'm a 24/7 girl. JW, he'll say to me several times, he said it in the past, you want to swim in the Word 24/7. I want an hour a day. Well, I can promise you this wife has learned to stretch her hour throughout the day, because I continue to stay connected. And when you do that, you get to experience the potential of what it truly feels like to feel that potential of what the Lord can do in your life. And the just to experience that joy, that is truly a choice to experience that joy in the Lord. And it's not something that's happiness, and that it doesn't flee easy, it doesn't fly out the window like it does if after you've eaten a lollipop. Oh, man, it's over. Gum, give me another sucker. You got another sucker, you know? And so it doesn't just – it's not over in a whim. The joy of the Lord is something that absolutely lasts forever. And it's something that you've got to practice, because if you stop practicing, then it's just going to be like Samson. He did so good for all those years, and then out of the blue, he walked 25,000 steps to mess up, even though he'd been doing so good. It was like he disconnected for that moment to go do what he did. But still, even though he did that, the Lord still helped him out that last time. And so, I mean, he is always constantly chasing us. It's just us who are often running in the opposite direction. But if you run in his direction, he will find you and he will sustain you no matter the circumstance of what you're going through.
Amen. Well, and we've got about a minute before break. And, you know, I think in everything that you're saying is it, something I heard a lot growing up, something that stayed with me is, you know, God meets you where you are, not where you think you should be. And I think that's really what you were saying there, is because a lot of us sometimes run from God because we don't think we're worthy, or we don't think that He'd like us the way we are. We got to clean up first, and then we'll come talk to God. But it's just really meeting where you just run to Him. Just
here I am, all a mess. Take me, you know, and he actually takes us as we are.
Right. So. Absolutely. It's a come as you are. He's a come as you are God. He's like, I don't care. You got flip-flops? Great. You didn't wash your hands before you ate? Well, guess what? Back in the Bible, they washed it after they ate because they didn't have utensils. So, I mean, we put God in this box and we classify him for what we think he needs to be. Oh, you can't wear flip-flops to church? Well, Jesus wore sandals. I don't know about you, but he was a dirt and grass kind of guy. And so, you know, I think we do that so often. And that's, we don't even, sometimes we can't even explain the reason why we feel the way that we feel because we don't have an explanation. Maybe whoever it was before us watched too many John Wayne movies. So that's why they've classified it as that, you know. But if we were to go to the Word of God and we were to dig a little deeper, we would see that, man, we had just put God in this box, but he just wants to get out and he just dance a jig with us. That's what he wants. He wants us to get him out of that box. He wants other people to him in us. And that's a lot of times if we keep him boxed up, no one's going to see the reflection of what his characteristics look like. And that's what he made us out of, is to reflect him, to glorify him, like I said, be that empty vessel, and to allow his word and Holy Spirit to just fill us up so therefore we can radiate and we can glorify him. And it's a process, you know, it's absolutely a process to get there because, like you said, we often feel very shameful. We often feel like we have to be cleaned up. We need to go, let me go take a bath first. Let me go get my good clothes on.
Yeah.
You know, and he's like, no.
He's a sweet-smelling favor. You know, he produces that sweetness in us. So, well, with that, we're going to take our last commercial break. And when we come back, folks, stay tuned. And remember, press 1 if you want to come in and speak with Leanne. We'll be right back with Leanne Hart on She's Gone Country with Becky.
ForRadio.com.
Abraham, David, John the Baptist and Jesus were all seeking a wilderness experience when they would flee to the desert. Join Higher Ascent for a one-day or multi-day wilderness experience where we seek God in the stillness. Visit us at higherascent.com.
Rebecca Lawler Limited is the culmination of a lifelong dream for philanthropist and designer Rebecca Lawler. She designed her patented, unique glass heart, which is handcrafted by glass artists in Virginia. Placed in the center is a brilliant gem. The heart can be worn with the Rebecca Lawler Limited signature ribbon or an awareness ribbon of choice. To join the mission of the Hearts of Hope Foundation and add a Rebecca Lawler signature heart to your own personal style, go to RebeccaLawlerLimited.com. That's RebeccaLawlerLimited.com.
Grace Rio Silver was founded in 1997. Our goal today remains the same as it was back then, to provide you, our customer, with a quality buckle. Call today and visit with one of our family design experts about your next trophy buckle. From 1 to 100, each is individually made by hand, one at a time. Remember, at Trace Rios, our only limit is your imagination. Trace Rios Silver, Llano, Texas. 800-550-7535. Or you can find us on the web at traceriosilver.com. Proud to be a part of She's Gone Country with Becky.
She's Gone Country with Becky is proud to have as our charity team Western Wishes, making the dreams of seriously ill children and young adults who love the Western way of life to come true. Western Wishes, leaving the legacy of goodwill the cowboy way. Find out more at westernwishes.org.
ForRadio.com.
Welcome back to She's Gone Country with Becky. This is your host, Becky Christensen, and I am joined tonight with my co-host, Becky Christensen O'Shields, and my guest co-host, Donna Lynn Quintana. And we have been spending the hour with Leanne Hart. She is the wife of J.W. Hart, a professional PBR bull rider, and he just actually won his co-champion for the Unfinished Business. I don't know if those of you that weren't there live, if you watched a pay-per-view, I know I did. And Leanne actually opened up the event with a beautiful, beautiful version of our national anthem. I was really, really moved by it. And I just was moved by everything that I saw about her and the heart that she has for God. And I just really wanted her have her on the show for the hour because, you know, She's Gone Country with Becky. We're all about the stories behind the stories. And we have some great, great guests. And we really try and strive really hard. And we've talked about it, the three of us, the four of us, Maria is our producer, that, you know, we're living in a day where crunch time is coming, I guess, for believers, and our voices are getting silent. And we really chose the for-profit route because we wanted to be sure that we had a voice to speak why we love God and why we love the Western way of life. And so we've got great interviews, and we turn the hour over to our guests. And sometimes we just talk about the history and the stories and the accolades or the accomplishments of our guests. And in that, sometimes we talk a little bit about faith, but sometimes we get those guests on that we just really feel could touch our listeners. And we've had a few great shows in the past, and tonight I really wanted to have Leanne on because she is great at showing Christ in a practical way in her setting and where she's at in her life, which is the country way of life, and at the same time out in the limelight because she does have, her family is very much well-known within the rodeo community. So, Leanne, tell us a little bit about how you keep your faith balanced while you're out and about in the line. You know, I guess you'd say the limelight because you guys really are with the PDR and everything.
You know, I've always felt like I put my shoes on like everybody else, and I've gotten dressed just like everybody else, and I've been very blessed in my life when I was at Dollywood to be able to sing on stage with Dolly Parton a few times whenever she would walk on. And I've never felt, I've just never felt like we were any different than each other. And I've also, a lot of people always thought that I was supposed to, oh, Leanne's going to go and she's going to make it big. But to be completely honest with you, I never saw fame as something that I wanted to be part of. And I was never willing to conform to the way that anybody else wanted me to conform. When I lived in Nashville by myself, there was one incident where I won't say any names, but there was one incident where I had been writing with a guy that was a very well-known country music writer in the industry. And I was also working, breaking colts that were at this really nice ranch, and at one particular day a horse had cut their leg. I called to tell this guy, hey, I'm going to be running late tonight. We were supposed to be showcasing the next day in front of some big wigs, you know, and you always want to get your name out there, and that's how you do it. And I remember him saying, we need to go over this song, you need to come in. Well, here this horse had cut its leg, and I had blood all over me. I was dirty. I was sweaty. I'd been at the barn all day. I knew I wasn't going to make it home to get changed before I went to into the city to go and sit. And I told him, I said, hey, I said, I am, I'm actually pretty gross. I said, so I'm coming in like nasty. I don't have to come in tonight. You may not want me to come in tonight. I'm not going to smell good. Definitely not going to have makeup on. And he was like, oh, it can't be that bad. And I'll never forget that I walked in there, and he just kind of looked at me kind of like, okay, you know, and I said, I told you. I said, this is just me. I said, so, and before I walked out, he was like, you know, he said, next time maybe you should probably go home and take a shower, maybe put some makeup on and this. And I thought, okay. And this guy writes country music but has no idea about living in it. And so after that, of course, I connected with other people that were really great writers and things, and definitely lived that country lifestyle. But I just knew I never felt like that was a stage that I was supposed to be on. I never felt comfortable there. I was never the girl that was, and no offense to anybody who has, but I guess maybe I didn't want that lifestyle bad enough. I wasn't the girl that would go to the bars that would say, hey, can I get up on stage and sing with your band? I always felt very awkward about that because I was raised in church, and I was raised with that firm foundation of that conviction in my heart of, it was never about Leanne. It was always about more. And I knew that I wasn't more. And it was always about, you know, recognizing who Jesus is through you. And he's that number one guy. And he's the one who makes a person who it is, who they are. And so I actually, you said the balance part, well, it kind of got simple for me. I just, JW and I hit a low part in our marriage, and I literally had to strip from the world. I started listening to K-Love and the Air One, which is a radio station around here that just did worship songs. And I just tried to just defrazzle from the world as much as possible. I listened to the worship all day long. I haven't listened to country radio in almost 6 years or more. And nothing against country radio at all. I just know my limit. And I know that, and this is just going to be straight up honest, if I'm listening to a country song, who knows? That old girl, the devil knows my old playbook. I might just want to go get a six-pack of beer in back room, and that's just being honest. So I got to stay away from what I know is going to influence me to go back and take 10 steps back. And so that, and also throughout the day, I will put the Bible on. I'm in the house by myself. I'm listening to worship music, you know, or I just keep it constant. And I keep YouVersion Bible on. It reads to me, so therefore I can
I know how to pronounce the words and the names in the Bible now. They're not just Bob and Joe anymore. So, you know, I just try to keep it all the time. And even with the kids, you know, when they're griping and they're just getting in that little phase that they get in, I'm like, okay, five things you're thankful for right now. Just little things like that. And even on the way to school, we practice Bible verses one a week. They're up to nine. We just started that not long ago. They know nine Bible verses, and they know more than most of the grown-ups. They can quote it, and it's not just John 3:16. It's not just Philippians, 4:13. It's Matthew 10:42. I mean, it's Romans 8:39. You know, and so they help me, and I think that's the best part is knowing that. Even with JW, we kick off, and he's not the one to say, hey, in the mornings a lot of times, hey, you want to read a devotional? Every now and then he does, but usually that's an inspiration. That's from me. I'm saying, hey, because he is the leader of our home, but I am the guide, and I know the role that I'm supposed to take on. And sometimes that role of a guide, you've got to spur them along the way, and two, they end up spurring you along. And it's just a cycle where you help each other because you want to.
Well, that's what makes a great team. And, gosh, Leanne, you know, we're going to have you back on here down the road. We're out of time. Listeners, if you want to find her, go to JW Hart/Hart Cattle Company on Facebook. Look her up. Check out all of our great devotionals that she puts on there. Leanne, we thank you so much for coming on. Donalyn, we're going to turn over to you real quick, a minute or two. Give us a quick update on Western Wishes before we close out.
Well, you know what? This has to be a part two with Leanne because there's so much more about it.
Oh,
you just have to do that.
So
I wanted to ask Leanne because when I'm driving, and I know you're like that too. I'm very attuned to music that'll usher in a closer relationship with God. What is your favorite praise worship songs right now? What are they?
I love Jesus Culture. I love Holy Spirit, the one that she's just done, Francesca Bettiselli. We talked about her yesterday. She's one of my favorites. Hillsong, they've got one. Oh, gosh, what is the name of their new song? Anyway, their whole new album is incredible.
Yeah.
I just love all that they do, as well as Bethel. I love me some No Longer a Slave. Those are some great songs, and they just go deeper. They just go deeper.
They
if he can split the city. Yeah.
Well, Leanne, thank you so much for joining us tonight. I will call you and we will get you scheduled back on again and we'll have a part two with Leanne Hart. So with all of our hearts, we say thank you for joining us. And Donalyn, we're going to hold you for next week and we'll do a little bit longer update next week with Western Wishes and see all of the great things that you're up to. But we actually are going to close out. We are running short on time, so we're going to close out the hour with our little devotional that we end with, which is Crystal Lyons and her Calgary Logic. So we'll see you all next week, and I hope you have a blessed rest of the week.
Good night, everyone. Thank you for listening.
Crystal Lyons here. I was out at the hen house collecting eggs, and I found myself face to face with a big black chicken snake all coiled up in the nest. I'm telling you, that'll get your heart rate going. Well, we killed him, and he had a big lump in him where he had swallowed one of the wooden eggs I keep in the nest. Talk about a severe case of constipation. He thought he was getting something that was going to fill his hunger, but instead, he swallowed a death sentence. He didn't know it, but that egg had the smell of chicken on it, but it was just a decoy, and it was going to kill him dead. Have you swallowed something that's killing you? Are you mad at someone? Have you taken in an attitude of resentment and bitterness against someone? Boy, don't it feel good when you just let your emotions go, fly off the handle at someone who, of course, deserves it. Yeah, buddy, it feels good going down. But it's kind of like that wooden egg. If you don't get it out of you, it'll kill you. I've heard it said that a man who won't forgive is like a man drinking poison and hoping the guy he's mad at gets sick. Forgiveness is not a feeling, it's a decision. It's hard, yeah, about like coughing up that wooden egg, but it's better than dying as a result of it. Oh, you may not lose your life physically, but you'll lose joy and peace and hope and vision. You'll forfeit the hand of God in your life. Jesus even went so far to say that if we don't forgive those who sinned against us, God can't forgive us. It ain't worth it, y'all. Forgiving people means coughing up my pride, my right to be avenged. Coughing up pride is as hard as regurgitating that wooden egg. Hey. Whatever it takes to get that source of death out of my system is worth it. This is Crystal Lyons and Cowgirl Logic. For more, go to cowgirllogic.net.
ForRadio.com.